Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. So I wanted to discuss a little bit. I wanted to give you some examples of a book, and I know I've talked about this book a lot, but I wanted to share examples from that book that I told you guys about regarding the scenario that I had just shared with you in my last couple of episodes about a certain person who's been in my life and kind of out of my life. It's somebody I grew up around, and they've always had, for the longest time, they've had like a rudeness about them or bad manners. And it's almost kind of like, you know, where is it coming from, or why is this, right? Because this is somebody that I've watched my primary enabler deal with for a very long time. And I'll just say there's a family connection. I'll just leave it at that. However, it's important that I mention that there is a family connection between my primary enabler, the person who enabled my abuser, and this other person. Because I think, as I discussed in my last episode, my primary enabler doesn't stand up for themselves. The person who enabled my abuser enabled all the trauma to happen, one, I do think has also been victimized in different ways, particularly emotionally and manipulated, but also they don't stand up for themselves. And an abuser knows that, right? An abuser likes that because then they can just keep on abusing. But in regards to this other person who was being rude, and I described this whole thing about the lake house and all that, and just the way they went about being rude, I'm going to read a little bit from this book because it's spot on and I can't get over it. And I just told somebody about it and told them how much it helped me and everything. And they immediately went out and bought this book because what I was telling them, it was so spot on with everything. And again, this book is called The Novel Cure, From Abandonment to Zestlessness, 751 Books to Cure What Ails You by Ella Bertald and Susan Elderkin. And the one I'm looking at it's blue. It's a blue book. It's gray and blue, but the little medicine vials on the cover are blue. And I just can't tell you how much this has helped me. And interestingly, the reason I say it's important that I mention the primary enabler has a family connection to this rude person who was rude to them just this week, the reason that's important is because not only do I think the primary enabler has low self-esteem and struggles with that and is lacking confidence to speak up for themselves, this person who was rude struggles with possibly the same things. So it's important to point out that there's a family connection, because something went on within their upbringings that caused this lack of self-esteem. I think it's also connected to, and this is my own personal opinion, and I'm not the only one that thinks this, I think it's also connected to where they come from. So I told you that the town where it's like kind of cliquish and they blackball you, it's you're either in or you're out, and it's very competitive, and particularly the girls can be mean for whatever reason. And I described it like that movie Carrie, where there's the mean girls, and they're really mean girls, like actual mean, spiteful, vengeful, nasty bullies, you know. And I just picked particularly that one, the blonde girl on Carrie who dates John Travolta. And she's just she's so venomous. She's just a snake. Like she's mean. She's mean. She's a real bully, like a true bully, in the 100% of the word. She's just a bully. And that's how there was kind of like this edge in the town I grew up in. And it's been that way since the times of like the Civil War, this town that I grew up in. And I studied the history of it, and I know why. I know why it's like that. It's almost like a clash of cultures where I grew up, but it's a small town. It's like 30,000 people. And they bully people out who are maybe like newcomers. And if you don't agree with maybe their politics in the town, or you don't agree with like, you just don't fit with their social, cultural norms, they literally just make you so unwelcome. You don't want to be there. So having said all that, culture can have a lot to do with this. So even though these two people have a family connection that I'm talking about in my own personal situation here, there's a family connection. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to come from family. It can come from your culture, like your classmates, the people around you, the people in your town. But it's very noticeable. So I want to describe in this book how it's connected back to lack of confidence and low self-esteem. So I started with bad manners. So again, in this book, The Novel Cure, one of the ailments that they have a ton of ailments in here. Everything from like depression to laziness to feeling left out. And that can have a lot to do with it too, feeling left out. But bad manners. So this person is displaying bad manners by what they did regarding this lake house situation I described in my past couple episodes, where they basically were making somebody just feel very unwelcome to stay at a place that they've always stayed at. And now that the rules have changed a little bit, it's almost like they're trying to peck them out. Like they're trying to like I always say, a pecking order, but they're almost trying to make them not want to even ask to stay at this place, right? And it makes you think, well, why would they do that? I personally think this person being rude is very insecure. And they're wanting to look a certain way, so they don't want certain people around them. And this person they're trying to peck out, they don't want them in their zone, right? Because it's an insecure person who's acting rude to keep you away. And they're leaving you out because they're insecure about themselves, and they want the people around them to believe this fantasy acting story that is their life, which really isn't even who they really are, right? It's similar to the person I described a couple weeks ago that I called a control freak, and I didn't name who the person was, but it's a celebrity who a lot of people know. And they're always putting on airs, and they're always a control freak, always like, you know, have to be in the middle of every photo, and they're insecure is what it is. They're not even being who they really are. Like every hobby that they might have isn't even something they're actually interested in. It's just something to make them look better. And that's like one of the worst things ever, right? Like my interest in wanting to collect coins has nothing to do with, oh, who can I impress by collecting coins? Right. It's like that has nothing to do with it. But if somebody has like these little interests or hobbies just to look a certain way or to impress people, that person is absolutely insecure. Like they're lacking major confidence. And I think that that's what this rude person is doing. They're trying to make somebody not want to ask to be in their zone, like their space, because they don't want to be associated with them. I think that's what it is. So they're just being rude. But their bad manners is what I started with. And the thing about this is, you don't, like every ailment they have, it's literally just a page of information. And it'll give you novels to look at to either relate to or be inspired by, of like what to do and what not to do. Relating to bad manners, it can sort of show you, like, if you have bad manners, this is your future, right? So why you don't want to have bad manners. And then but the key thing that it does in here is, like, I thought I struggled with boredom, and so I looked up boredom, and that's not actually what my problem was. And then it links you to other things. It'll say, so for bad manners, it says see selfishness. And whenever I saw that word selfishness, I thought, is that what it is with this rude person who is doing this whole kind of pecking thing, right? You know, is it selfishness? So whenever I looked it up in this book, for selfishness, it said, see lack of empathy, greed, and bad manners. And I was like, ding, 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 that's exactly it. This person was being greedy by saying, I don't want you to stay at my lake house because I want to make money off of it for the 4th of July. Even though nobody had even stayed there, that's what they were wanting, right? So they wanted greed. They were being greedy and they were being selfish by doing that. They were lacking empathy for this other person who simply wanted to stay at a family home that they've gone to since they were a kid, and nobody had even booked the thing yet for the 4th of July. So you think that they'd be welcoming to that, but no, they were lacking empathy and displaying bad manners. So selfishness is kind of the heart of this. And when you think of, you know, where does selfishness come from? A lot of times it can be an insecurity. And actually, it's kind of funny because for this movie, for this word, for this ailment, they had the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I always think of the nurse and that Nurse Ratchet. And I thought, well, this person is kind of acting like Nurse Ratchet when they're doing all this. If you've never seen that movie, it's a good movie. But for some of these other things, you know, lack of empathy, greed, bad manners, that just hits the nail on the head. That's totally what I was talking about, right? That's exactly what they did. They lacked empathy for how they might make this other person feel by basically saying, they're basically saying without saying it, we don't want you to come here at this time, right? So they're just lacking empathy. And I've seen them do this numerous times where they have lacked empathy way more than that. So again, and I think a lot of this has to do with too little confidence. And in this book, if you look up too little confidence, it'll say, see being bullied. And I thought, yeah. So I described that town I came from and that cliquishness and that mean girl thing, being bullied is the first thing they recommend in this book for too little confidence. If you're being bullied, So confidence is such a huge part of all this, right? It's huge. Because if this rude person had confidence, they wouldn't be acting like this. And if my primary enabler had confidence, they wouldn't be letting the rude person act like that to them. They would be standing up for themselves and putting a sword in the ground and saying, well, you won't be treating me like this again. I'm going to have to build boundaries with you, even though you're family, and call you out, right? And so it's both these people are lacking confidence. And it makes sense because I have complex PTSD. So it makes sense that people who are lacking confidence are in my environment because, one, they're not saying anything about the abuse that I went through, and they're acting in weird ways. So it makes sense that I have a trigger that is people's behavior not making sense because this crap drives me crazy, like literally. And this is why I have major boundaries with my primary abuser and primary enabler. Major, major boundaries. They're still in my life, but I keep them at a far distance. And then this rude person who I also grew up with, I don't talk to them. I haven't talked to them in years because they enabled domestic abuse, domestic violence, not just in my situation, but regarding the event where I witnessed somebody else be abused, and they enabled them to stay with the person that beat them up. So I don't associate with this rude person because I think they're ignorant. I think they're weird, and I think they're strange. So, but a lot of it goes back to lack of confidence because, again, I don't think a confident person would enable somebody else to stay with somebody who beat them up, like encourage them to get back with them. A confident person doesn't do that. Like, I think a insecure, weird, strange person does that. And a weird, strange person, you know, tries to not have you stay at a family lake house when it would be perfectly normal to do so. Like, it's weird. But a lot of it, it's just amazing how this book points it out so well. Because lack of empathy, right? Lack of empathy relates to this lake house thing with this, my primary enabler. Lack of empathy relates to them encouraging somebody to stay with somebody who beat them up. Lack of empathy. Huge lack of empathy, right? And it was just, it's pointed out so well. So I can't say enough about that. I just wanted to show a separate situation where that book just lays it out. It's right to the point. And it's so easy to follow. And it helps us find solutions. So that's all. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.